Chinese President Xi Jinping has urged Germany and the European Union to make joint efforts with China to promote the healthy and stable development of their cooperation. President Xi made the remarks in a phone conversation with German Chancellor Angela Merkel. The Chinese President says enhancing China-Germany and China-EU cooperation could produce major results with significance. He also urged the EU to make correct judgment independently and truly achieve strategic autonomy. China's Central Military Commission, with the approval of its chairman Xi Jinping, has issued guidelines on promoting ideological and political education within the Chinese military. The guidelines focus on strengthening the Communist Party of China's ideological and political leadership over the People's Liberation Army and specify key elements such as the direction, fundamental tasks and methods in constructing the system of military, ideological and political education in the new era. The guidelines underscore the building of the PLA into a world-class military that follows the party's command, is capable of winning battles, and exhibits excellent conduct. A spokesperson for China's foreign ministry says that attempts to politicize sporting events are against the spirit of the Olympic Charter. Zhao Lijian added that it also undermines the interests of athletes of all countries, as well as the international Olympic cause. Zhao's remarks came after the U.S. State Department denied it was considering a joint boycott of the 2022 Beijing Winter Olympic Games. The 18th China ASEAN Expo will take place both online and offline in September in Guangxi's capital, Nanning. This year marks the 30th anniversary of dialogue relations between China and the Association of Southeast Asian Nations. The expo will further serve the construction of the Belt and Road Initiative and the Regional Comprehensive Economic Partnership. In 2020, trade between China and ASEAN reached nearly $685 billion. Total two-way investment exceeded $22 billion last year. The Philippines Food and Drug Administration has allowed the use of China's Sinovac COVID-19 vaccine for people aged 60 and above. Officials say vaccination should be preceded by an evaluation of the person's health status and exposure risk to ensure that benefits outweigh risks. The Philippines kicked off its vaccination drive on March 1st after the first batch of China-donated vaccine doses arrived in Manila. People from Hong Kong and Macau who are working or living on the Chinese mainland can get their COVID-19 vaccine shots on a voluntary basis free of charge. They can apply for inoculation on the mainland with their residence permits or medical insurance certificates. Instigators of Hong Kong riots, including Jimmy Lai Chi-in, have pleaded guilty to participating in an unauthorized assembly on August 31, 2019. Lai was arrested in February along with Lee Chok-yan and Yuan Sum. Lai was also involved in multiple other cases, including illegal assemblies and national security law violations. Chinese blockbuster Hai Mom is scheduled to hit international theaters on Thursday. The directorial debut by comedian Jia Ling will be released in countries and regions including North America, Japan, Britain, Spain, Australia, and Colombia. The film opened on the Chinese mainland on Chinese New Year in February and has raked in nearly 5.4 billion yuan or $825 million. It's currently the world's top grossing film ever from a solo female director.